Amar Rav, we're in Rosh Hashanah Chafet Amud Aleph, about 18 lines on the bottom. Amud Aleph Anam Chavro Mutar Litkol Otkiya Shem Mitzvah. If someone took a vow, I will give you no pleasure in this world. He makes a mudar ano. He takes a vow of pleasure. I'm not going to give you any pleasure. You can imagine such a situation. So, two roommates. Yeah. So he's allowed to blow shofar for him when it's tkiya shen mitzvah. Same concept. Mitzvot lav lenot nitnu. Hamudar ano is shofar. Person takes a vow. Poor guy. He's been trying to get the shofar thing under his belt. And he sees it's not working. Finally, he takes a vow: I will never blow, have any anah from this shofar. Nonetheless, mutkar litkua, but tkiya shel mitzvah. He's still allowed to blow the tkiya of the mitzvah because the whole idea here is mitzvot lav lenot nitnu.
You're saying that even if you promise not to blow from that shofar, even if you
not promise not to blow, takes a neder not to have hana'ah. So, Tosus goes into, is there a way of circumventing this? Okay. Making a neder in a way that you cannot have hanah, that you cannot blow this shofar. If he says, hana'at shofar alai, he could blow shofar, because it's not not nitnu. But if he says, tki'at shofar alai, that's why I responded. He makes a neder, I will not have any shofar blown from this shofar, so then he can prohibit it on himself. Okay.
But if there is only one shofar to be blown from?
Doesn't matter. The big question here is, what anoah do you have from a shofar? Meaning by a sukkah you sit, you enjoy the shade. The question is, when you say, I won't have any anoah from the shofar, well, what anoah do you have when you hear a shofar blown? Maybe there's room to discern, because Rava says it by a sukkah. When you say, I'll have no anah from this sukkah, so then, okay, you can't sit in it for a mitzvah, because you said you won't have anah from this item. I mitzvot lav lenot nitnu, but you got around that. The question is, do you really enjoy the shofar sound? Yeah, if you play music.
But can we say we enjoy it from the mitzvah, and since the mitzvah is by blowing shofar,
it's what lav lenot nitnu. That's what we're saying. Amar Rava, hamudar ana mechaviro. Someone took a vow. Says, we just did that. Amar Rava, hamudar ana mechaviro. Mazeh alav mei chatat bimot agshamim. If it's a cold, wintry day, so you could sprinkle on him the para aduma waters. Because what pleasure do you have? It's a cold, wintry day. You're not enjoying the spritz. But on a hot day, you enjoy being spritzed on. So you may not sprinkle the paraduma waters on it. If someone took a vow, he will have no pleasure from that stream. So if it's a tevila of a mitzvah, you could go there on the wintry days. It's a rainy day. You're not enjoying the cool of the stream. But now they sent the following question to Shmuel's father. If they grabbed him and they tied him and they stuffed the matzah down his throat, they forced matzah down his throat, Yatza, was a yotze? Kafo man, who forced the matzah down his throat? He never kafo shed. If you're talking about a demon got hold of him and got him to eat the matzah, so Vatanya, we have the following braisa. Itim chalim, itim shote. If you have a person who has times of sanity and times of insanity, there are people like that. They have their moments. Sometimes, fine. So then the braisa says, when he's okay, so then he's okay. Whatever he does, halachically, is valid. And when he's not okay, so then we do take his insanity as insanity. Whatever.
I can understand that the person... how can we compare this to a situation that you don't realize that an object is there and you still break it? it's not on purpose. How can we understand that this person is crazy? He cannot be judged by according to his actions.
I didn't thought.
How come being crazy removes responsibility from his actions?
When he's crazy, he's crazy. What do you want?
Okay. Even if he kills someone.
Awesome. And then you come out to a different question. What are you holding him accountable for? It depends. If he runs around naked yelling he's Mashiach and putting his fist through glass doors, so then you sort of know he belongs in an insane asylum. Malasot. I was quoting a case I saw.
I realized that because for you to be so detailed, so it must be.
What? Not recently, no. About 13, 15 years ago. One bright Shabbos afternoon, a guy who I was friendly with started running around naked, yelling his Mashiach and breaking glass doors, putting his fist through glass doors. Happens. You look shocked. It's sad. It's sad. Okay. So we're back to our question. So here you see the Gemara brings this as a proof that if he was bound by demons to do something, so then that can't be that he was Yotze Matzah, because that's the equivalent of a guy who has temporary insanity. And I have a shiur online in Hebrew from 2 weeks ago where the guys asked me about depression in Halacha, in the question and answer, in the Hebrew question and answer section. And we discussed a few sources in the Gemara where you see the Gemara equates depression and temporary insanity with Ruach Ra and Foshed. You see, by the Gemara, this was all interchangeable. When a guy starts seeing demons, so we say, yeah, the demons got hold of him, which is what we might say, his chemical imbalance got hold of him, or whatever you want to call it. You see that in a few places in the Gemara. Foshed, that the demons got hold of him, and he walked out in this daze out of the tchum. And then suddenly he got back to himself and he realizes, I'm out of Tom Shabbos, what do I do now? So that's a Gemara in Erevin. You see, the Gemara treats this, there are situations where a person flips out and then he comes back to himself. And here you see in the Brisa, sometimes it can be like he has hours this way and hours that way.
You didn't pay attention, you were out of the form.
No, when I say flip out, I mean flip out. Oh, so that's the big question here. Were they revealing to us how all of this happens? Or when they referred to Shedim or Mazikim, they were referring to what we call germs. Maybe. Who knows?
Like a virus?
Yeah. You see, they you see in a few places there's a mashmos, so it certainly seems that way. Shade is probably not, but Mazik maybe, yeah. The question is, what's a Ruach Ra? From the Gemara, Shade sounds like something else. It's a Gemara. Hagiga, no? Shadim, what are they? I don't remember. Certain points they're like human, certain points they're like Malachim. No, so that certainly doesn't seem it's germs that Shadim, but here, okay, I don't know.
My friend is so afraid that he only calls Shin Balet.
Ah, okay.
There must be more afraid of Shin Bet.
But. Back to our Gemara. Amar Ravashi, okay, so what does it mean that they sent Avuah de Shmuel that if he was bound and fed the matzah, he was Yotze, Shekavu Palsiim. Ah, we're talking about the Persians, those pagans, they tied him up and fed him matzah. Amar Rava Zotamata Tokeh Lashir Yatza. Rava says, okay, so this guy, when the Persians tie him up and stuff a matzah down his throat, he's not thinking about the mitzvah of matzah, right? So then according to that, says Rava, then if a guy just blows his shofar for a song and he gets tkiya shvarim trua tkiya in, no, say it was yotze, because you see, just like the guy who the Persians forced fed him matzah. He has no intent, so So he has no intent when he's blowing shofar. Pshita. The Gemara says, yeah, isn't that obvious? Hainu hach. Isn't that the identical case? No. Because you might say that he ate the matzah. The Torah says, eat matzah. He ate matzah. So that, maybe that's why he's yotze. But when a guy blows shofar for music, well, the Torah says that the shofar blowing has to be a zichron tua. You're blowing for the sake of having your memory raised before Hashem. And this guy, he has no intent of anything when he's blowing it. He's blowing a symphony. Kamash malan. That even though he's a mitasek, he was yotzei, because mitzvot and tzichot kavana. Alma says the Gemara, okay, so what do we see from here? Kasavah, Rava, mitzvot and tzichot kavana. Rava really holds that mitzvot do not require the intent to be yotzei. Now, what do we see from this Gemara? A phenomenal chiddush. Now, there is a concept of kavana that's called zichron tu'a, which is critical if you say mitzvot, tzichot kavana. And we pask in mitzvot tzichot kavana. So then we have to come back to this Gemara and say, okay, so what's that kavana of zichon tvua? So I translated it loosely, to have our memory raised before Hashem with our blowing. But this Gemara certainly seems to indicate that there is a kavana that's le'ikuvma if you hold mitzvot tzichot kavana. And it would be more comfortable to say that it just means I have a mind to blow because Hashem told me to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But that doesn't seem to be shot in the Gemara. That's how we go la'alacha. That is the kavana we do la'alacha. Even though the different Rishonim and Gonim have different shitos, what the kavana is.
It's blowing worse shofar. If he has kavana not to receive the mitzvah, not to do the mitzvah at all?
Yeah.
Like kiddush, like discussion we had before. Can it be a yotzei in someone's kiddush even if you're not paying attention, or you have dafka need to have intention not to receive the kiddush of someone in order not to be yotzei? You said the mitzvah of a Jew like doesn't end up with your kiddush. You give the example of hospital. Not everybody needs to receive Shabbat. So you make kiddush for your family. Imagine if someone is by your side. And he decides, he doesn't know what Shabbat is, will it be yotzei with your kiddush? Or he's not yotzei with your kiddush if he has intention, dafka not to receive, not to be yotzei.
It's a good question.
So can we say that in this situation, there doesn't matter that he has no kavanah? He's not anti-mitzvah. He's not saying, I want to make
him
the mitzvah.
The fact that being anti-annuls it, right. That's obvious. But that doesn't mean there aren't other kavanot that are prerequisites for being yotze. Leave out the idea that he doesn't have kavanah, that he has kavanah not to be yotze, because that's not relevant. That's not fine. But he's playing music. He's showing off his shofar blowing skills. According to the Gemara, it seems like it's not enough even to have kavanah for the mitzvah. The Gemara says there is a kavanah that is derived from zichon tua. What is that kavanah? Okay.
I leave it hanging. Top. We're forced to stop, unfortunately. We'll have to pick up here next week.